2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have broken clouds, 46 degrees.
Got a crash on 5th South in Bountiful. I'm Steve Carlson.
And we have breaking news at KSL News Radio. We're learning the fate of the Road Home Shelter downtown this afternoon. KSL News Radio's Kara Hoffelmeyer is here to explain. Kara, what's been going on these past few minutes?
Jeff, the Road Home is officially closed permanently as of today. It's no longer going to provide homeless services at all. This was announced within the last 15 minutes by the Road Home's executive director. Now that the transition to the South Salt Lake Center is complete, the downtown closure is effective today. It will not provide any more services. The shelter will close entirely once the staff has moved out next week, Jeff.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kara. KSL News Time, 3:31. A local company known for bringing big names to town, President Barack Obama, Oprah, next year, former First Lady Michelle Obama, Ellen DeGeneres, is getting bigger and adding more jobs. Qualtrics announced today that it's expanding. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly with details.
Over the next 5 years, the customer and management experience company will double the size of their Utah County headquarters. They'll also build a new on-site daycare center for more than 250 children. Cloud Village will promote STEM learning for the kids and have views of a six-acre garden. Qualtrics is also expanding in Seattle. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 3:31. The founder of Burton Snowboards passed away last night. Todd Fuchs has the story.
Jeff, Jake Burton Carpenter, dead at 65. The company tweeted that complications from a recurring cancer that was thought to be gone 7 years ago was the culprit. Burton's considered to have helped rocket snowboarding into the mainstream. He quit his New York City job in 1977 to make Burton Snowboards up in Vermont. 20 years later, snowboarding debuted at the Winter Olympics, and Burton continues to host elite snowboarding championships. Olympic gold medalist Sean White calls him the cool dad of snowboarding, and the company is telling their employees to take tomorrow off to honor him by snowboarding. Bernie Sanders fired up about some of Utah's minor league ball clubs. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz live at the KSL Elections Desk. Which teams is he talking about, Lindsay?
Todd, well, he's talking about the Orem Owls and Ogden Raptors. The Vermont senator slamming what he says is billionaires who control America's pastime. This after officials from major and minor league baseball were set to meet today. Last month, news leaked that the MLB was seeking to cut 42 minor league organizations across the country, possibly including those two Utah teams. Sanders said getting rid of those Utah teams would be a disaster to communities here. He says this isn't even about what's good for baseball. Quote, it's about greedy executives refusing to give even a tiny bit more of their massive wealth to the young people who keep their business booming. Minor league players recently sued the MLB over low wages. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
And Utah Congressman Rob Bishop and Chris Stewart were two of more than 100 congressional leaders who signed a bipartisan letter asking the Major League Baseball commissioner to consider the plan to scrap. Both sides speaking their piece as the gavel bangs on impeachment today. Maria Chaleos live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, impassioned statements from both Democrats and Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee as they end what is expected to be the final impeachment hearing. The top Republican on the panel, Devin Nunes, called the hearings a show trial.
I have stressed in these hearings that the whistleblower complaint was merely a pretext for Donald Trump's political opponents to do what they've been trying to do since he was elected. Oust the president from office.
Committee Chairman Adam Schiff countered that the president pushed Ukraine to investigate Democrats and withheld military aid.
This president believes he is above the law, beyond accountability.
If Democrats decide that this is the last hearing, they will then hand the probe over to the House Judiciary Committee. In her weekly briefing, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi commenting on legislation passed that supports human rights in Hong Kong and continuing demonstrations.
This week was a very good one for bipartisanship in the Congress and for democratic values in Hong Kong and really throughout the world.
The legislation prohibits export of police items such as tear gas, pepper spray, rubber bullets, water cannons, and tasers to Hong Kong. The bills still require the president's signature. And police in Rome, Italy, get caught cold-handed in an alleged scheme where cops were bribed with ice cream. Three police officers were accused of tipping off the owners of restaurants and ice cream parlors to imminent health inspections in return for ice cream and pasta. The collusion emerged as part of a larger investigation into the alleged infiltration of Southern Italian mafias into the restaurant business in Rome. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Reports of another manufactured school threat in the Valley. A 15-year-old boy is being looked at for spreading false rumors about a school shooting at Skyline High School on October 30th. The student who reported the threat then told the same story to other students, and then a lot of those students reported on the Safe UT app. It had taken on a life of its own. Unified Police said the next day, almost 700 students didn't show up for school due to the false report. The downtown homeless shelter closure we talked about just a few minutes ago. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt was there. Nick, so it's closed. What else did they say about it?
Yeah, Todd, the official announcement coming from Michelle Flynn with the Road Home, it is no longer. It is closed. They're talking about the transition from the homeless shelter of these men, women, and families into the various homeless resource centers around South Salt Lake. And she says the transition has been smooth. Other homeless advocates also had the opportunity to speak, and they all wanted to reemphasize that there's a place to go for everyone. Now, as for the downtown homeless shelter, as it's already been stated, it will essentially remain a place for staff until they move everything out. But in the meantime, there are no homeless services being offered at the downtown shelter. Reporting live, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time is 3:36.